Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The G20 came and it went. If you believe the South African press, it was probably the most successful thing ever to have hit the earth, and especially South Africa. And of course, whereas we want it to be a success, we also want to understand realistically what it actually was, what the result actually was. Sarah Gaughan, former policy fellow at the Institute of Race Relations, a very good morning. Thanks for joining us, talking about the G20. What is there a way to get a realistic sense of the success or relative success of the weekend?
I think it's difficult to get a sort of comprehensive sense of it. I think as more is discussed in the media about it and dissected about the, you know, how it went, both from a process point of view and substantively, one will get a better sense of it. I mean, I don't have any sense of sort of how well things ran or how smoothly they ran. There has certainly haven't been any indication that there were any major hiccups. But I think, you know, there's certainly from a image point of view, the having, you know, all the leaders of the big economies, which doesn't actually include us as that's another story altogether. But having the leaders of all the economies in one place at one time, in a function that is very large and must have taken some considerable planning and execution, that in itself, I think, you know, sort of burnishes the government's credentials a bit. They attended, they talked, and they went. So generally, all round, one hasn't seen anything to suggest that it from a presentation point of view, it wasn't a success.
Is there anything substantive that ever comes out of this? And will there, do you think, be anything substantive that comes out of this one?
Yeah, I think the actual meetings are a bit of a sort of central show for what really happens on the side. So you have a variety of events under this sort of G20 banner, such as the B20, which is the business summit, where probably the real work is done, where businesses get together and business leaders get together. And those in government who may attend, who involved in trade relations, that's where commitments may actually happen and real discussion take place. So the actual event, the summit itself, is I think more a visual event of the sort of the magnitude and the sort of global reach of it. Although I gather there was very little coverage in international media about the G20. Obviously, it covered hugely here, but in the actual countries that comprise the G20, I gather there really wasn't much attention paid. People were really, and you could tell by the fact that the side discussions, which are probably always the most important between the leaders of the G20, and particularly the Europeans, centered around Ukraine and this extraordinary proposed agreement to resolve the war between Ukraine and Russia was discussed. Because it really just looks, and by all accounts, it did essentially come from Vladimir Putin. Mm. So those sort of things had to be discussed as much as possible outside of the formal plenary sessions.
In terms of the handover, the United States, how did that all get resolved in the end?
Yeah. Well, essentially, I think Cyril Ramaphosa can take a win on this from two points of view. One is the mercurial nature of Donald Trump himself, and the sort of dogged insistence that he wouldn't attend, and then his vice president wouldn't attend, and then eventually no one would attend, and he would get all sort of huffy and puffy about it, and then the poor chargé d'affaires of the embassy in Pretoria was briefed to attend the summit. And I think that it being sort of behaving childishly, which is really the way I saw it, gave an opportunity to for Cyril Ramaphosa to actually be seen to stand up to the US, probably with the support of the of the other G20 members, because they've made the time and made the effort and put behind them all the issues that may have been a dispute between them. And, you know, he managed to convey the impression that America should have been big enough to do it as well and be there and that to participate in the and have any say over any declaration that came out of the G20 actually needed more than the sort of the drama and sort of throwing toys out of the cot that preceded it on the part of America. And I think America came out looking bad.
Weaker, yeah.
The result.
Yeah. Is South Africa likely to pay the price for that, though?
Well, theoretically, I mean, it's always within the nature of Trump's presidency to enact some revenge. But because nothing comes out, I mean, you're looking at a declaration on multilateralism, sustainability, climate change, per the scientific consensus that it's man-made, which is, you know, the fact that they're still going along that lines is a bit discreditable, because there's by no means consensus about the, certainly about the extent of which of man-made climate change, or the extent to which one can do anything other than adapt. Mm. So I don't think, you know, that much the declaration itself and the commitment to all these good things and global growth, etc., means very much, because at the end of the day, it's still about, particularly something like economic growth, it's still about what policies countries follow in their own context, and the hard trading of getting business into and attracted to South Africa, that's still in the hands of government, and government policy has to change. And at the end of the day, whatever Trump does, the fact that South Africa hasn't sufficiently come to the party when he could probably quite easily have given some undertakings to the USA that didn't really involve very much or giving up very much, I'm not sure to what extent Trump may now play nice as he's.
So that's my only worry, is there's little doubt that in terms of the feeling around it, in terms of participants, it certainly was, and in terms of South Africa, it certainly looked like it was a success. My only worry is that we are dealing with somebody who we need. We do need the U.S. relationship, and there is no real way of knowing how Trump will react to it. Hopefully, he kind of just lets it go, but it is a concern. We do need to leave it there. Sarah Gaughan, thank you as always.